Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, are we here?
Wonderful. Did you want to open up the program? Or you want me to open it up?
You can open it up, please, ma'am. I just thought my phone was acting crazy as usual.
No, so welcome, everyone, to Smile3E Presents Let's Talk with Minister Sheila Kaiser, sometimes Minister Brenda, and I. Some of you may say, well, who is I? I, or me, is Cecilia. And we want to thank you for all of your God-given prayers. We want to thank you for all of your love and support. We want to thank you for our prayer that we've been asking for on Facebook for our family members based off of a loss we've recently had in the family. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to start off with prayer, but I just wanted to say it's interesting being the youngest of the siblings of the various tribes from our grandparents and realizing that as I am so close to 60 now, that means that a lot of the people that I watched as my elders and my family members, not only have they passed, but now we are the elders. And like I say, it's amazing because as people transition to be with God, it becomes evident that we're not as young as we used to be. But I'm thanking God that I'm and praying that the rest of us, all of us, live to be at least 100 or 100 plus. So that's just something I wanted to throw out there. So I will begin with prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your joy unspeakable. We thank you that your word declares that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we will say of the Lord that you, God, are our refuge and our fortress. Thank you for being our refuge and our fortress in time of transition. Thank you for being our refuge and our fortress in time of promotion. Thank you for being our refuge, our fortress, and our source of wisdom when we're being blessed in the city and blessed in the field, when we're being made the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, God, that your blessings are overflowing and they're overtaking us. God, they're chasing after us. We thank you, God, that we're looking for you. We're searching for you. We're seeking for you. We're yearning for you, God, fervently yearning for your presence, yearning for your love, yearning to obey you, learning how to obey you, learning and yearning how to know you even the more. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God, we pray for the children. We pray for the children that are those that are young in age and those that are young in mind. God, many are children in their minds. Many are children in their behavior. Many are children in their conversations. Many are children in the things that they go about doing. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that we will learn to drink milk when it's the season for milk and to eat meat and chew it and digest it properly when it's time to be an adult. God, we thank you for in the name of Jesus you've given us so much. You've given us wisdom, and we thank you for when we've lacked it, we've asked you, and you've given it to us liberally unbraided. God, we thank you for when we sought your presence and we sought you early, God, that you were there. We thank you, God, that you remind us that if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, God, that you would see us, God, that you would hear us, God, and that when we would turn from our wicked ways, God, that you would heal the land. God, heal the land in America. Heal the land in Africa. Heal the land in Puerto Rico. Heal the land, God, in South Africa and North Africa and North Korea and South Korea. God, heal the land in the Asian nations. Heal the land in Russia and Germany. God, heal the land in Canada. Heal the land from the north, the south, the east, and the west in this land. God, cause us to lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto you. God, teach us how to be teachable. Teach us how to be lovable. Teach us how to give love. Teach us how to give forgiveness and to receive it. God, teach us how to be walking epistles read of men that not only says that Jesus saved, but Jesus saved me. God, we thank you and we glorify you and we give you all the glory and all the peace that we could ever give towards you, God. We glorify you and we magnify you and we thank you for teaching us that although we may not understand, we're to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. Thank you for our foundational scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Thank you, God, for your addition. Thank you for your multiplication. Thank you for your rhema word. Thank you for your selah moments. And thank you for power manifesting in our lives through the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, your word, and your anointing. Amen and amen. So there's lots of things that we could talk about on today, and we will. But first I wanted to start off with seeing if there's anything that Minister Sheila may have wanted to pray about as well.
Good morning, good morning. Excuse me again. And I want to say as it is, thank you, God. I thank you, God. Thank you, God and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, because it must not be for you and your suggestion and your okay. I will not be here to praise and to thank you for another day. I praise your name. I praise to have a family that appreciates you, that worship you, that love you, and to know and to understand you. I ask if the Lord can just help us to see the way that too many lives are ending. The devil has taken control of some that need to understand, or need to learn, or need to know that that's not the way. The devil has so much confusion over the people, the men and women, not only the young ones, the old, the elderly. It's just the world today is, I guess I look a bit on Facebook. I see how these people are mistreating their children, treating elderly people, just treating each other. How they making it a game of harming the animals, boiling them, burning them, and how they just look around and see a fight going on, a thing going on, and they're filming it, and it's so funny. I just need them to understand the game that the devil got you under is the wrong one. It's the one that's leading to damnation. We need to pray and pray and pray more. And I ask and praise and pray to the Lord to please to wake up these peoples of this world, to let them understand, but yet send an angel to them, because a lot of them don't know and some do know about you. They need to understand the teaching. They need to understand the power, the magnificent blessings and gifts of life that is so great under you. The devil is just too upset to just know that as he tries to take control and interruption in my life, among others, I know you're not going to win. This is one battle, and I know many other battles you have lost. You cannot control me. I don't care how good you make things look. I know I got it so much what might want to be now. I know when it comes, God got it on time, so big, so beautiful, so great, so magnificent, you can't touch him. Lord, I ask you to bless this world, to us, and to all of us, and understand that there's angels that I know, that I need, and I ask that you can send to them, because some just don't understand. They think that they can get it right now. They just don't know if they wait on you. What greatness, what more of an effect of goodness and pleasure they will get out of the blessing, the life with you. But I ask you to look over my family as Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser mentioned earlier that we had a loss in the family. I want you to bless his children that they understand he's in a better place. He's at home with God, with his wife, Carol, with all our family, the saints family, the blood family, the love of God from all that it is. I want you to bless my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I just need you to bless all my brothers and sisters in life that is on this earth because of you. Lord, you've given us a choice, but the choice some have turned wrong. I just thank you to bless us and bless us and to understand and straighten out the law. The lawmakers, the law servers, the government, the police, and all this mishap, this misuse of life to take control. And Lord, let us bring ourselves and our life and our love unto you. I thank you and I thank you and I thank you because life can always be so much better only through you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. And so, not that I am a psalmist, but I just want to say I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. One more time. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Many of you may say, you're not a psalmist, but I noticed that you're singing a lot and that you're praying a lot and that you have things to say. Well, for those of you who may not know, of course, Minister Sheila will remember, but for a major part of my life, I was timid, I was shy, I was quiet, I didn't really say much. Growing up, I cried a lot because I was really a spoiled brat. Not only did my sisters and brothers and family members spoil me, my parents did. And some of you may say, well, you weren't from a real rich family. How were you spoiled? I was spoiled by the love. I don't know how to explain it to you. There's families that children have never felt love or understood love. But even when my siblings may have been upset with me or mad at me, they had a way of protecting me because I was the youngest. And so not only we had a saying that we could talk about each other, but nobody else could. So if I called my sister a name, that doesn't mean you agree with me. Or if I said something about my sister because I was, you know, in the heat of anger, you couldn't agree with me because that wasn't your place. And so it was very confusing for many that knew us because that wasn't allowed. And even our parents taught us, after a while, we couldn't say anything about each other. So what we started doing was we started saying things about each other's friends. So we got away with that. Or we would, but we were taught to love one another. We were taught that we should not speak ill of one another. We would have family members that would try to, and so-called friends that would try to pit us against one another. And even when it worked, we were able to come back to knowing that that wasn't what our parents taught us. Our parents taught us that if nobody else loves you, you sisters, you know, your brothers, parents, we have to love one another. We have to be there for one another. We have to support one another. Now, in the body of Christ, it should be the same thing. In the body of Christ, we should be loving each other so much and tell people outside of the body want to be a part of the body. I saw different things where people have written about people throwing shade at each other, and I said, you know, we have to be careful because sometimes it's not just that people are throwing shade at each other, people are throwing bombs at each other, meaning they're saying stuff that may hurt another person. So listen to this scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5 says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. And so as we learn how to not dishonor each other and how to honor one another, you know, the Word of God says to give honor to whom honor is due. And a lot of times when we look at that scripture, to give honor to whom honor is due, it's placed in giving honor to leadership, giving honor to those that are elders. But one of the things that I found is in the body, we need to learn how to read this whole scripture. So I'm going to read the whole scripture. Just hold on one moment because I want a couple of versions of this scripture that I want to read. And you might say, why do you want to read it in a couple of versions? It's because sometimes one version may be easier to understand than another. And I just really want us also to understand the context of which this particular scripture was read. So Romans 13 and 16 says, this is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are servants and who give their full time to governing. Okay, now let's go over to the Message. Message does Romans 13, 6, and 7. That's also why you pay your taxes, so that an orderly way of life can be fulfilled with your obligations and pay your taxes and pay bills and respect your leaders. Let's go over here to the Amplified version. Hold on, just be patient with me. Amplified version. For this same reason, you pay your taxes, for civil authorities are God's servants, devoting themselves to governance. Okay, so as you heard me read that, it's talking about us being subject to the government. It's talking about us giving honor to the servants that God has put in place. And so sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we forget that as a body, we're to honor one another. We're to respect one another. We're to love one another. We're to look and see that each and every one of us are God's creation. So, since each and every one of us is God's creation, we usually hear this: render to all what is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor, and render therefore all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due again, and honor to whom honor is due. So therefore, Minister Sheila was talking earlier about people, you know, filming the various things that they film and being mean to animals and all of that. But one of the things that I've learned, and I'm still learning, many times the enemy of our soul, the devil, Satan, wants us to forget that when God created man, when God created the fowls in the air, I must go back to God created. God created those dogs. God created those cats. God created each and every one of us. So therefore, since God created these various entities, he gave us the ability to eat the things that he created. He gave us the ability to have dominion over what he created. But the problem is, when you are abusing those things, that has nothing to do with your God-given dominion. We're eating the chickens, we're eating the cows, we're eating the various animals that God has given us. We do, in fact, kill them and consume them for the purpose of nutrition, for the purpose of survival, for the purpose of which God created them. So therefore, I want you to take a Selah moment. I'm going to give you a few seconds after I ask this question, because whether you're on the air listening to it today or you're going to listen to it in the archives, that dominion that he gave us for eating the various things that we eat. And some people do eat dogs, some people do eat cats. I'm aware of that. But in the various cultures. So we're going to even, you know, go past that. When did dominion for nutrition and for nourishment become dominion that was perverted to be used for entertainment and for abuse? Take a Selah on that. And the answer is, from my Bible, I don't see anywhere in there where God told us to entertain ourselves by abusing animals, to entertain ourselves by torturing even humans, because humans do that. I mean, not just during slavery. Some husbands are beating their wives. Some wives are beating their husbands and their children. You know, it's more than a lot of times when we talk about domestic violence, we only think about when the men are doing it. But there's some women out there doing it too. There's some children out there that don't honor their parents. It's some parents that are afraid of their children. You might say that. I can't see that. Yeah. It's some parents afraid of their children, and I don't mean grown children. They're afraid of their little children with their so-called ADHDs, all this stuff, but that's not biblical. In the Bible, when David's son did some stuff, guess what? His son was dealt with. We have to realize that if what we're doing doesn't line up with the word, we need to stop doing it. I know people were having dog fights all the time. They were having cock fights. That means, you know, the chickens and roosters or whatever they want to call them for entertainment. I don't know, saints. Want to be saints. Call yourself saints. Ain't never been a saint. Is that kind? Even just that, what I just said. No. So if what I just said, want to be saints, ain't never been saints, if that's not nice, then how nice and acceptable is it for us to abuse and misuse one another? For us to abuse and misuse and manipulate. Yeah, I'm talking about you husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends, sisters and brothers, mothers and children. This ain't shade, this for real. We have to stop manipulating one another for our own vantage point. I have to admit, sometimes we do have to use various strategies to get our loved ones to stop hurting themselves, or the walk in the light, meaning that sometimes you can't necessarily tell a drug addict that you're taking them for some type of rehab and something. Sometimes you just have to take them and then get them there with the professionals who can convince them or help them to understand why they need the help. So I'm not talking about that when we're doing stuff to help somebody live. But how does cockfights and making monies off the dogs killing one another? My God, chickens killing one another. Because what are we doing with those things? Are we eating them afterwards? I mean, what are we doing? What was the purpose of it? What was the intent behind it? What was the heart behind it? Why was it even necessary? Is it entertaining to see one another beat each other down? Seriously? Is it entertaining to watch some dog maul the other dog? It really? I don't know, saints. I don't think it's entertaining. And you might say to each his own. You're right, to each his own. But I'm honored that God would allow me to have the ability to have dominion over the things for which I eat and drink versus the other way around. The dogs being in charge or the lions being in charge and them having dominion over us. Them chasing after us and feeding upon us, But God didn't set it up that way. He gave us dominion. Why are we abusing our dominion? Why are we abusing our God-given power? Why, saints? Some of us that are doing it truly, no, you're right, they're not saved. But some of us know our family members are doing these things. And we're just looking the other way because they're using that, which they're doing, to help us pay off this and help us pay off that. God didn't ask us to be cruel. And don't, oh, well, he allows it. You know what? God created us as free agents. And just because something is allowed doesn't mean he's pleased with it. The devil of our soul was allowed to tempt or try to tempt Jesus. That didn't mean that it was okay. It meant that we are people of free will. And if you have not heard anything else that I've asked today, when I read the scriptures about honoring one another, I really, really, really want to know if you think honor is a one-way street. It's not. Parents, siblings, we have to honor one another. Let me tell you something about me and my sisters. I'm the youngest. They're the oldest. But what do you hear when we're on this line? I hear us honoring one another. I hear us respecting one another. You hear me opening up the line. You hear Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila opening up the line. You hear us showing each other honor and respect. Our parents taught us that. And somebody might say, well, my parents never taught me that. It's never too late to learn. It's never too late to learn how to honor one another. And I'm challenging you. Let's honor even the birds. You know, not even though I know people go out hunting for sport, that's a whole nother message. They're not hungry. But a lot of those people, they hunt for sport, but they take it home and eat it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people fish for sport, but they take it home and eat it. So, yes, they're doing it for an entertainment, but they also eat it afterwards. They use that dominion for which they were given for nutritional purposes. I don't hear any nutritional purposes or reasons behind us hurting one another, behind us doing the things that we do. So from this, I'm going to stop speaking, turn it over to Minister Sheila to close us out, whether she closes us out with prayer or whether she closes us out with our scriptures, our announcements, whatever she does, I'm good with it, and I know the Lord will be too, because the last thing I want you to hear me say is let's honor one another. Let's respect one another. Let's love one another on purpose. Let's love God's creation on purpose. Let's stop taking our dominion that he's given us for granted for the purposes of being harmful or hateful. We're talking about make America great. America will never be great until we make God first. Our currency says, in God we trust. Where's the evidence? We took prayer out of school. We barely have prayer in the homes and on the jobs. We barely pray going to work, coming home. let's change our model from making America first to making God first. That's what I'm going to put on Facebook later, that my motto is not making America great. It's making God first in our lives and reminding us just how great he is. That's all I have, Minister Sheila. And once the program is over, I'm just going to let it time out. I'm not going to play any music. I'm not going to do anything. Because I want us to use that extra hour or so of time that we have for worship and for prayer to go before God and say, God, how can I make you number one in my life again? Or if I've never had you number one, how can I make you number one? How can I be a walking epistle of just how great you are, God? America's model, the world's model, God first, God always, God is great. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Like I say, every day, 24/7, and when I don't tell him, God, Jesus, thank you, it has a, I have a funny feeling on life. Y'all can never thank him enough. Because yet all the trouble and tribulation and the agony and the disappearing of life that's all around me, that yet I still have life. For all of you all that listening, I'm thanking God for you too. I'm thanking God for everyone I see. Whether you understand him or whether you know him or even if you don't. When I look at people, I say, God bless them. That helped them to understand you. God, take their life in your hands to help them understand that what they're doing is not right, or bless them to understand what to do and how to do it right. Lord, I thank you for our family. I thank you for all the world of family. Who I know that all of you, some of you, if not only us, excuse me, we have lost loved ones, close family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, however that you might have came acquainted to that person through a person or just through God. I ask God to bless each and every one of you to understand that as we come, that we have to go, and to help you understand and take you through this, that make it don't be such a downside to understand that it's time that God will teach you and help you to understand and to deal with your loss. I pray that we all can come together and grow more with him, through him, and for him. Oh, God, I ask you to bless us and bless us. And I thank you for you blessing Apostle-elect Sandra Thomas. Lord, we ask you to bless us, you know, heal us and keep her going, that the teaching and the nourishment of her that will be always fulfilled excuse me, through you. Thank you for blessing Prophet Antoine Thomas, the man of words and wisdom that only God you have put through him to come through him and to live through him. Bless Pastor Troy Thomas, that the words that come out of his mouth is just as much of a blessing and nourishment through you and from you. Oh, God, I ask you. And also to bless Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, because through the wisdom and knowledge that her teaching on our Monday night service is also awesome. And to bless Minister Brandon Kaiser and his new family and life, and to understand that the ministry through a young man, through age, doesn't matter, that you have worked a miracle. And I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, to understand with this ministry through her. We have been able to go worldwide, nationwide, however, through life, to knowing you are the answer and the only answer, and to bless her to even keep it up and go further and further. Bless Dr. Serena Wright, a woman of words and knowledge and love through you, for you, and it will always be to you. And to bless Elder Kathy Kendall for her Friday night services of to understanding and conversation to help teach us in the knowledge of God. Oh, Lord, I ask you to bless us all. I ask you to bless the ministries, the leaders, the members that all that I know and don't know, didn't mention it maybe because I don't know. And some are so great and so worldly of you, God. I thank you, and I thank you to keep the blessings and the acknowledgement, the angels coming, the prophets, the apostles, the bishops, the pastors, the ministry, the evangelists, Joy Thomas, just to bless this world of family that you have connected me with. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for yet on the job. People are coming to an understanding that you are the one, and I thank you for blessing me in the surrounding of people that understand you, know you, and want to be only for you. Lord, thank this world. Thank our young kids that are our future to understand the life and love through you. Lord, I ask you, and I ask you, and I ask you, and I praise your name, and I ask you, thank you. I ask you, why me? Why me? But I thank you for choosing me to understand the love, because I have seen so much around me, and I said, Lord, thank you. Why me? For the blessing of love and joy to you, I thank you for letting it be me. I know I could have been long gone to the devil itself. And I ask you, Lord, thank you. And I ask you, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And can I thank you enough? Pray, and I pray for all in this world to understand, if it's not for God and the Son, Lord Jesus, the angels, and our families that have going on, excuse me, before, for their prayer is a covenant of love and joy through God that they want to cover us and understand that cause it's not now, cause you want it now. Because I done prayed and I done prayed and I ain't prayed. You haven't prayed enough. Just think, he have waited on you. Wait for the blessing of the life that God has for you. Don't ask on Tuesday and think it's going to be Tuesday night. I let you know it don't work that way. You have to have faith, hope, and wisdom and love for the Lord, for yet he has it for you. Your life can always be worse than what it is. I tell people day and day, I'm better today than I was yesterday. I'm better today now than I was this morning, because one thing, I'm still here. I still feel the love and the joy in the life through my God, my Father, your Father, and my big brother, the Son, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, and thank you for all that are listening. And I'm going to say, you can listen to us on Monday night with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Friday nights with Elder Kathy Kendall, at 9 o'clock Pacific time and 10 o'clock Central Pacific time. Excuse me on this time. I know I get it mixed up, but I'm glad for you to be listening on Sunday morning with the blessings of Apostle-elect Cecilia, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, on Sunday mornings at 8:30, and I appreciate it, and I thank and I praise the Lord that you can tune in with us again at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if I'm wrong on this time, excuse me, but I know one thing. You understand, I understand, and God will and is and will never stop helping me to be better. Thank you.